Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Good, good, y'all. I'm Miss Kiko. You're tuned into my videos. Be the pages of the end of the week. We're going to get popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with you. Let's get this show started. Give me. Excuse me, y'all, for sneezing on air. That sneeze just came out of nowhere. Yep, that just came out of nowhere. Yep. Ooh. I hope I ain't getting sick. That's one thing I want is entering the March's thing, the weather, you know, we're going to the weather and the weather starting to get warm, and the weather always happens. People get sick and you know the weather. So like, it could be nice one day where it's nice and warm, and all of a sudden it starts being cold. Together, people get sick, and I don't want to get sick. You know, it's one thing I want is get sick. But yeah, I don't want to get sick, right? That sneeze, like, got my nose kind of watering. Running, that's not good. But yeah, let's get into this show. So, you know, last Friday, Tyler Perry dropped Mea Culpa on Netflix. And I watched it. The Saturday I watched it. I liked it. You know, everybody's going to have opinion about when Terry does movies. Because the last thing he did that was on Netflix, you know, didn't happen, you know, when he was in jail. The wig changed, you know, that messed up. So when Tyler Perry put out a movie on Netflix or wherever he put out a movie, we're paying close attention to the movie to see mistakes, not actually watching a movie, but to see the mistakes in the movie and talk about it. But that's what they are when they're talking about it. I'm talking about the scene between the two lead characters, Kelly and what is it, Trevon Rhodes. And but I'm scrolling TikTok right earlier. Another thing about the movie that someone brought up is that when Kelly came over, saw him having sex with that white girl, white, Spanish, whatever nationality she was, and she left and then turned around and came back, there was like, he didn't wash his thing before having sex with Kelly Rowland. He just went into having sex. And it kind of makes you think, like, persons watching the movie, you're not, if you really focused on the movie, you like I said before, the mishap in the movie, so they can talk about it and say it was a bad movie because of the mishaps. Maybe it was a good movie. I don't think it should have been a Netflix movie, but it is a good movie. That right there, yeah, should have showed him, you know, washing his thing before he saw Kelly. But his character, Mia, they show him washing his thing. But sometimes, now, it is, and I'm not be nasty, you know, think of it as being, but sometimes when you're in the thralls of it and everything hot and happy is getting to that point to where you're gonna go for it, I was thinking about, I need to go out before we get started. When you hot and heavy and pop it, you're not thinking about taking a shower or just taking a wash off and washing your body parts before you get down and dirty. You're not trying to ruin the food set there. I think that's why he didn't wash junk before having, because there was some type of mood there between them. And you don't sit down but like, let me go wash. If at that moment I'm in the heat of passion, I'm ready to get it on, I want you to send me to go wash the junk, because then that's going right there. You just move. I don't do it anymore. And see, I'm just saying, just think of it as you and your man. And it's you and your man, and y'all to get in, and he just come outside, like, playing basketball with the fellas, and you know he likes to take a shot, but for some reason y'all wind up in the passion, seeing each other. You want let him say, we go take a shot first, and then by the time you're taking that shower, you're not gonna be in the mood anymore. So instead of killing the mood, you get in and then you go take a. That's how I see it. You get into the thralls of things, and afterwards you take that shower. It was like, oh yeah, like with the first girl, messing up the appearance. And another thing you didn't see him do, and the thralls are getting it on and popping, you didn't see him put on a condom. He didn't wash his drink. But you didn't see him put on a condom. But, you know what I'm saying? I still like them. Regardless of the little mishaps like that, the movie. Excuse me, I'm still like the movie. Yeah, you're gonna get reviews on it because it's Tyler Perry. If it was done by somebody, if the movie came out and it didn't see Tyler Perry production, nobody would be complaining about the movie. I think because Tyler Perry is behind the movie, find something about. I like it. I like his face. I like the movie. You understand what I'm saying? I liked it. And for some reason, it went number one on Netflix. It was a number one rated Netflix movie for the time period it came out. It might not be number, but for the time period it came out, it was number one. So obviously, you must have, people must have liked it, and everybody's gonna have different opinions on the movie. It's a movie that I don't know if I would pay money in the movie theater to see, but I don't know if I want, I wanted to see it on Netflix. Maybe but Tyler Perry has a deal with and. Being that he has a deal with Netflix, I think he has to give them a certain number of movies, and then their contract over. Because I forgot what the first one was called. I forgot the first one he did on Netflix. And I think this is the second one. Phone producer. Writer, whatever, I would love to use Tyler Perry Studios to shoot my movie. You say his studio is to be able to shoot your movie there, even though it's not a Tyler Perry movie, but it was his studio. Not that is. That's dope, you know, to have your own studio shoot your own movie and TV shows. I don't know if Nick went to Tyler, cause I'm not as shocked of Perry Studios. I don't know if Nick went to Tyler, said we need a place to wild and out. It was like, okay, fine, you could use studio, you could use this. He named one Oprah, Cicely Tyson, I think LaFonte. Sydney Poitier, and that's Diane Carroll. I think Diane Carroll. A lot of. So I was like, I love to use a lot. I would love to shoot my movie on a lot. Two lots, I would say three. Say Sisley and Sydney. Use those spots. You know, so yeah. Like I said, I like the movie. So another time. And I think that we talked about a little bit on Six and we didn't talk about one system, but we talked about this. So a lot of you know by now about 50 part series on TikTok on Who the Fuck I Married. Who the Fuck I Married. And so, the guy, Legion, you know, someone like exposed and we getting TikTok videos of Legion talking about Lisa's lying and all that stuff. So this is kind of this is funny. Right? So Legion, aka Jerome, his real name Tisa calls him, is so this that I seen a big time. The guy was about Legion. And Jesse Duet in his video, Legion said, oh, look what the show was at. So he's sitting in front of a building with an end that everybody thinking he's at the headquarters of Netflix. Right? And in his hand was a piece of paper. That's Netflix contract. Now, you know, if you do business with any company, there's not going to be big-ass paper. There's not going to be people with big-ass writing that says such a business contract. No. What will happen is they put the contract in the envelope. Envelope will have your name on it, and if you're doing business with Best, as he's using, we can stay on Netflix. Netflix is either going to send you the contract if you're using to do the contract with Netflix, or your manager, whoever. Netflix is either fax over the contract or your manager. Or they're going to send it in a yellow envelope with your name on it, address they send it to, and if you pull out the contract, I'm not going to say big bold letters, net contract. Not going to say that. When you fill applications on the front of the application, I'm not going to say Sears application. It's not a Sears application and big bowls. No. I'm not going to say that's what Adrian had in him. But for all of this, he was saying, and 16 days, Netflix, he was saying Netflix is doing a show where he could tell his story about him and Lisa. But he spent 16 days. Lisa Tisa dropped 50-part series about 2 weeks ago. So, his timeline, well, his calculation, by his calculation, he got to deal with Netflix before she even dropped the 50-part series. So, back to the video. So I'm just giving you, you know, tidbit on Legion. Back to this video that he posted, and it showed him supposed to be at the Netflix building. He got this Netflix contract. And he was like, yeah, they got me a ride. You hear people saying, Legion, is that you? Is that Legion? He's running, and he hops into the car, thinking it's a chauffeur-driven car for him. And he jumps in the car. Who are you? Get the car, my God. Oh my God. So this dude is trying his hardest to make her out to be a liar. This dude is really trying his hardest to make her a liar. And another video previous before this one I'm talking about, he said that Risa slept with him and slept with someone named Bradley. So in this video, he's sitting down in the chair with the phone in his hand. He's like, go ahead, Bradley, tell him. And it's a recorded voice, but it's his recorded voice to make everybody think this is some dude named Bradley to tell Risa and say that they had a, that she cheated with him, really him. But Risa found out Monday that from his brother lawyer, the brother contacted the lawyer, and through the lawyer, they talked. The brother said he was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. The brother said that somehow she said in her 50-part series, some of it was inaccurate, and he wanted to give her the facts and tell the facts. And he said they had issues when the mom passed away. And then after the mom passed away, they said when he was younger, dad was ready to retire on whatever job he had, started working again so that he could buy Legion his medicine. But when Legion got older, he stopped medicine. And the dad passed away, and they've been estranged. And when the dad passed away, since the mom's funeral, they've been estranged, but they've been estranged. Dad passed away. And so he gave us the update, what the brother said, and the brother on your side, we're not mad at you. So he said, because you know, because people commenting about her situation, from these people commenting, I'm getting tidbits of what these videos are about. He said she never knew an ex-wife. Tell her that the ex-wife said Risa was telling the truth. The ex-wife said Risa was telling the truth. At his own story to tell, another to his. And what's crazy is his girlfriend watched the whole series, not knowing that Risa was talking about with the guy that she led next night. Your girlfriend watched that 50-part series, not knowing that the guy she lays next to is the one Risa was talking about. I'm sure there's plenty of people who dated him and got stuff to tell like that. Yeah, so, because, you know, like I said, people been watching it. And a person's video came down my timeline, said, imagine being a girlfriend. You watch the 50-part series, and after watching the 50-part series, you find out that the guy you lay next to, the guy that's laying next to you is Legion. Lisa said she got pregnant, had marriage. I didn't watch a 50-part series. I didn't watch it. But on TikTok, no. It's also funny that someone said, oh, we got part two. We got a part two because, like I said, the ex-wife's son telling stories, so forth. The girl was like in the video, just so that the one who had the wig mishap do your movie. Talking about Tyler Perry, because I just said to you, talking about Mia Culpa, that his first one he did for Netflix, that so they had the wig mishap in the episode. Well, this game, hey, if a producer wants to pick it up, Lifetime, nah. I want this to be a Lifetime. Nah. You know, some of the movies are good. I want to tease the story if it was picked up and went to movie form, a Lifetime, I don't want Netflix to have it. I wonder, do you remember, I think back in the day, this is before Lifetime, was it before Lifetime, back then, ABC, one of them, used to do short movies. I'm trying to think. I think it was either ABC, the NBC, or CBS. They used to do short movies. I think based off of books. I know BET do it. Because my favorite author doesn't have what I was done, and she did not like the movie at all. She said they did not her book justice with the movie. So, that's what she said. So I want it to be picked up as a movie. I don't want it to be a 2B movie either, or a Roku. I don't want it to be a 2B original or a Roku original. If it's a national movie that can be going to the movie theaters, then I want the best director on it, best writers on it. All I gotta do is take Lisa Tisa's from her 50 TikTok videos. They have those programs where you speak and it'll type up you speak into the program and it types what you're saying, so you don't have to type it. They have to take that program, play Reese's video from 1 to 50, and there you And turn that into a script. The right person to play Tatisa. Find the right person to play Legion. And find the right person to play the ex-wife, the son of the ex-wife, the new girlfriend who didn't know. Remember, I just said, watch the whole 50-part series and then know that Reese Tisa was talking about me and until on TikTok exposed who he was. She realized who Legion is. Then Lada said he worked for the company EP. But company kind of find out he was driving forklifts. Find out Legion was driving forklifts. And the job he told Lisa, the job that he told Lisa he had was his twin, I think they say he's a twin, his twin brother's lifestyle. His twin brother's an executive at a company. Got a nice car, got a nice house. So he's telling people, women that he got a fancy lifestyle when it's really his lifestyle. And you know when the man tell you that, because when she met him, she was on Facebook dating app, and she was on Hinge, and they matched up. Decided to go on this date. Excuse me, y'all. Decided to go on this date, and when they were on this first date, she was driving the man, I think the cheesecake is their date, blows out. She calls and lets him know her tire blows out. He comes there, takes her to get the tire, pays for it. I think she said either they go back to the place and eat, and this is right before COVID really hit badly. We had to be quarantined, and all of a sudden COVID hit. They had quarantine, so he was staying with her. They were basically quarantining there. And he wound up moving in with her, living with her. He was paying all the bills. So she had no complaints. You know what I'm saying? She had no complaints at first. And then, you know, they did the dude. She got pregnant. She was three, and then wound up having a miscarriage, and then after a while things changed with him, and that's how we get to who did I marry. Yep. If you want to watch that 50-part series, you can go to TikTok. Put in Risa, RESATWESA. Put that in 50-part series if you want to. So you can put it on your TikTok. And also coming down when I'm going through TikTok, out there in London, there's a salon. Right? In the window is a TV screen. It looks like a long tower. It looks like a tower. Really, like, because I guess that's what the advertisement is. This, they show advertisements like, it's like certain hair dudes might have to come for this day. And this beauty salon in London, they the TV in the window. Why they are playing Tatisa's video of Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And as people are walking by, they're stopping and watching the video through this TV. And wasn't you going somewhere? Like, wasn't you going somewhere? For real. Why are you stop watching this? Like, if you see a lot of videos through TikTok where it's showing a lot of people's reaction to Risa's video. You know? Because we all, I'm sure a lot of people dated someone who was like Risa. You know, it was all nice in the beginning. You know, doing nice things. So they start changing. And it's like, who am I dating? like, ain't marrying him, but, you know, you didn't marry that person, but you probably said, you know, just like she fucked about marriage, you're probably saying, who the fuck did I fuck my dating? And, so, yeah. So, I mean, like, wow. I am like, you know, stories like, stories got me, he's like, the story is a lot of people in the trouble. Because people are still talking about it. Right? People are still talking about it, and it's like, okay. But something else I want to talk about. We're going to get off to T-Sanction. I came across a video, and it's talking about the sense that this guy is went. I guess this guy wants to get to know her. And he decided money for lunch. He sent her actually $30. And she wanted to know. She posted this on TikTok. She wanted to know. She wanted to know if she's tripping. And $30. About him sending $30. And she's tripping because $30 is enough for lunch. She said it's not even enough for her like to eat because she says she gets an appetizer, she gets an entree, two drinks, and a dessert. And that $30 ain't going to cover it. She could have added to that. I think I saved a video to talk about it. Pull it up. Let me see here. You know, when I always say, you know, to talk about, and I didn't save that one. But I didn't save that one. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, her boyfriend sent her $30. Why are you complaining about your man sending you $30 lunch? Right? I'm like, why are you complaining about that? But I saw a video where the guy was trying to get to her, so he sends her $3 for lunch. And after him sending the lunch, the money for lunch, she don't want to get to you. All because he sent her $30, she wanted him to send her $100 so she can have the kind of lunch she would have. But when you think about it, right, because somebody else did a duet video and said she could have went to Chili's, TGI Fridays, Applebee's restaurant. She went there and added to what he sent them, because he cashed that bit. She could have added to what he sent her to have the kind of lunch she wanted to have. But she didn't. She complained about him giving her 30. And this is somebody she don't even know. He get to know her. He said, let me do a nice gesture and send this girl. Let me send her is so she can lunch on me. That's a nice gesture, but... And then the woman who dwelt at her said, you know what? Right? The woman who dwelt at the video said, you know what? You're messing it up for other women. Because he's not going to do it again. Be that nice and say, here's money to have lunch on. That he's not going to be nice like that when trying to talk to the next woman because of what the girl did. And so yeah, I'm like, if a guy wants to get to know me and say, here is, I was going to have some lunch. About this, I'm like, you know, what do I have a taste for? I said, if I have a taste for Chinese, that covers what I want from the Chinese. Only thing I eat from Chick-fil-A is salad. I don't eat the sandwiches, I eat the nuggets. I've never had it. It's just that I don't eat that when I'm ordering when I'm having Chick-fil-A. McDonald's, I normally have McDonald's. I either do Big Mac Daily Meal, two cheeseburger meal. I feel like either of those I might do a quarter pound of value meal. That 30 covers that. You're getting the fries, you're getting the drink, and sugar, and then for dessert, you would do soft serve, or do the apple pie. That $30 covers it. And I'm like, you know, there's someone out there who's okay with receiving $30. He don't know you from a whole world, and he didn't have to pay $30 for you to have a good lunch. You want him to lunch, so she wants these fancy dishes. She know that she can't pay herself. Now, I'm saying this, these men out there, because men do... And we try to come in up there to the shishi food on somebody else's dime. Mm-hmm. Fufu. So this is my definition of what shishi fufu is. It's something that's expensive that you get something expensive knowing you can't afford. Really can't afford it. I say, oh, I want to shrimp. And then you some shrimp. I got to taste pasta. Get you some lobster. Knowing you can't really afford to get yourself some pasta. But you got to taste what you want. So you... I was like, you got shishi fufu taste on your budget. I said last night, champagne taste with a beer budget. A lot of these women out here, champagne taste with a budget. Same thing with these men, champagne taste. Some of these men, champagne taste with a beer budget. Because when you think about it, if you can't afford to take yourself these expensive, stop asking these. This is for the ladies. You can't afford to take yourself to these expensive places you want to go to when a guy offers to take you out. Just stop asking these men to take you to these places. Stop asking these men to do it. I treat myself to Olive Garden. I could treat myself to Cheesecake Factory, to Applebee's, TGI Fridays, these other restaurants. I could treat myself to those restaurants, but I go where I can afford. You know what I'm saying? If I can't afford it, why am I have to afford to take myself to Peter? Peter Lou is a steakhouse restaurant in New York City. If I can't afford to take myself there, why am I going to ask some guy who wants to take me out to take me there? Knowing that, whatever steak I decide to get is going to be my price. I'm going to get a New York strip is on two sides. Alone, that's this alone, $50. No man is taking on spending $50 on a woman for one person. And no man is doing it. A man is spending $50 just on you and then can't afford to get him something to eat. He's not doing that. And if he's a man with money and he does that, I'm okay with him. Then him spending money at Peter Luger's because he can afford it. You asking a man has a big budget, and I see him who has a big budget to take you to take you to shame places. No, he's gonna take you where he can afford to take you, and you should be happy with that. Cause somebody said, lady said in that video over the $30 that. If you saw a man on Instagram with clothes on like Louis Vuitton and all that stuff, you'll be talking to this dude even though he dressed in appearance doesn't mean he got the money. You think because you see a dude rocking Louis Vuitton, George or things like expensive thing, you think these dudes really got money? What they wearing, the jewelry they wearing, you really think they have? They don't. To be honest, they don't. He's buying fancy clothes, in front. In the front. Because they want to, it's like, oh. It's a front. He's trying to impress you. If you see him fancy clothes on shoes, he's trying to impress you. His name brand draws. Doing this to impress you. Because the only time you see you only see him when he has these like name brand stuff on. Like I'm saying to you ladies, if you can't afford to take yourself to these fancy restaurants, I'm asking you to. Stop pocket watching. These men, you trying to get them to stop pocket watching. For those who don't know what pocket watch, and then that's when you're counting. That when you're counting one's pockets, meaning you're checking their pockets to see how much what kind. Because you probably look at a dude and say, you'll probably look at the dude and think, oh, because he got Louis Vuitton on that he needs. No. For real. Pocket watching these. By you doing that, you're gonna miss out on a good man. By you doing that, you're gonna miss out on a good man. You miss out on a good man. I don't care. See, for me, I don't care where you take me to eat. Just don't really take me to eat like you said. Don't. See, this is one of the things I hate. This is one of the things I hate, right? And I hate this because, like, when a person makes a promise to take you somewhere and they break that promise, like, oh, I'll take you out this weekend. I'm gonna take you to after this, and you know, like you're looking forward to it, and then all of a sudden, weekend comes, but you don't go anywhere. Like, making promises can't keep. That's how I feel on both men and women. Stop making promises you can't keep. If this is a person, this is a person. And this is a person you trying to get to know, be honest with them. Be honest. If I'm a person trying to get to know, be honest with me. Don't lie my face. And the reason why I say it is because you'll never get an opportunity with me again. Not being honest, you'll never get an opportunity with me again. Yeah, you'll never get an opportunity again. I think I shared this story, but if I haven't, I'll share it now. I was dating someone my birthday, and I was, you know, for my birthday, for years, I've never really done anything for my birthday. And this person I was dating said, it's your birthday, you should go out. And said, okay, we're going to go. And I said, well, I've never been to Olive Garden. That's where I want to. He was like, okay, then my birthday comes, asked me to come up, talk on the phone. He said, well, we can still go to Olive Garden, but you would have to pay for yourself. It's my dang on birthday. Do you really think that I'm going to still go to the restaurant which and pay for myself. That I'll spend my money. Neither of us drive. That I'm going to spend my money, get on the bus, and go all the way to our party. And see what money I have to eat on myself. So I wind up going around the corner to the stores, getting something to eat. I saw the person even though they didn't take me out for my birthday. They said they was. And I was hurt by that. Because you're making promises you can't keep. That is not a good look for any man. So we make promises that they keep. I'm serious. Stop, as men, stop making promises you can't keep. All you do is even disappointment. Like, the other way around, it's his birthday. I started taking him out. He didn't make sure that I took him out for his birthday. You know what I think women who be wanting to go, I think they just be wanting to go on with these men for a meal. That's how I feel. That they go out with these men just for a meal. Yep. Video I saw a girl and her friend were at Jack. She told the man her man to take out for lunch. Right? She told her man to take her out for lunch, so he took a Shake Shack, $50 at Shake Shack. He spent 50 at Shack. Yep. Spent 50 at Shake Shack. And he got 2 chicken sandwiches. He had 2 drinks. He had some fries. I think two different types of fries. Yeah, I got you 2 sandwiches. But the thing is, if you didn't want to eat at Shake Shack, why did you let him order all this food and you sit down with him to eat this food? And then going to start complaining, sit down and want to record it, then he's on his phone. Because she thought he was on his phone telling a business. But no, she was like, I got it. I'm going to call this. Something wrong with her. To be honest, something wrong with her. She wasn't even dressed for a fancy. She had on a tracksuit. She wasn't even dressed for a fancy restaurant to have a meal in. She wasn't even dressed for it. Be complaining about it. I'm sure they broke up after that. I know I was. I know that I would have broke this person. Here's, I'm going to stop talking about this. It's going to drive me crazy and damn headache. Here's a story I want to share with y'all, and I'm going to give you my opinion.
Staple of the here near and Holton. Where's food truck Gumbo Valley is parked 7 feet.
Here. 3 years. Everybody loves it. They love me. I love them.
I'm working just any other Monday. The driver slammed his truck with him still inside.
Gumbo. I just don't know. Big bang. Try to make it to my feet. Try to crawl and get through the
car's inside, leaving the truck Andre built himself, crumpled and completely unrecognizable.
I changed my life to do this. I left the streets alone. I changed my life to do this.
We witnessed officers give the driver that hit him a field sobriety test before taking them into custody. Andre, minor injury in the crash.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Physically. Mentally. Emotionally.
But he tells me he's grateful the outcome wasn't worse. Thankfully, a major injury happened as a result of this. Andre Richards worked hard.
This guy built a food truck from scratch. I was either drunk, because they did get a sobriety test. So if I was drunk and speeding and hit this man's truck, I could have killed this man. Why are you drinking and driving? Why are you speeding? Where are you going to? That you need to speak. In New York City, I think this is a path. In New York City, the car was speeding, even though it had the green light. I was on the car. I hit the guy on the bike, killing him. Car had the right of way, and the bike did. The fact that he was speeding and killed this person. Like, what are you going to? What is so important that you have to speed? That you gotta speed? What's so important to get to that speed to the of New York? I don't know exactly what this man is at that happened to him. Where do you need to, where are you in a rush to? It's okay if you are late. You put your own life in danger, put somebody else's life in danger. You could have killed this man. Luckily, God his side, because you could have killed this man and instead of going to jail for a DUI, going to jail for murder. I don't know. Come on with y'all. I do not know what's wrong with y'all. I don't know what y'all. I'm glad I don't drive, but I'm glad I don't. And this is the reason why I don't drive. Because where I live at, I'm going to share some more story. I'm walking, so I'm about to go across the crosswalk. I see cars coming. And so I'm like, you know, flagging them to let them go by. Let the cars go. I finally decided to walk. I'm walking. The car is moving as I'm walking. I'm sitting there waiting until I get across. As I'm walking across the street, the car is walking as I'm walking. across the street. Right? Now, back, walking back to go back to my house. And I'm walking back. And, the car is getting out of the way to walk across the crosswalk to go to the other side. Now, as I'm walking, the car almost hit me. This is why I let cars go by before I even walk across the street, because the car almost hit me. This car almost hit me. Because I'm walking, the guy in the car gave me the right of way to walk. Then all of a sudden, hit me. I don't get it. That much of a rush that you would hitting someone in a car just to get you going. This is why I'm glad I don't drive. But then, no matter if you drive or not, you can still get by a car. Yep. I'm like, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. Again, ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind public transportation to wherever I go. This I hear drive crazy. Or take a walk. These people drive crazy to me. What else did I want to talk about? Let me give you some Black History facts. It's got a okay, here's see here. I know I saw some earlier. It was the Black History fact about the ironing board. I know I see it. I'm scrolling to find it. Remember, I seen it from, so a certain, okay, I got it. Now I remember where I saw it. Here's the Black History fact. It says Dr. Wright and her Dr. Louis Wright from 1921 to 1982 discovered and developed chemicals that attack and destroy cancer cells called therapeutic agents and effective treatment for most forms of cancer today. There was another one. Here we go. The one about the board. It says that dry cleaning was invented. Oh, so it's not the ironing board. My bad. Did you know dry cleaning was invented in 1821 by a black man named Thomas Jennings? Jennings opens a dry cleaning business in New York City and was the first black man in the United States to be granted a patent. Here, if I got some more facts. Here we go. Here. After segregation came to an end, Ruby Bridges became the first black student to attend an all-white school in New York. When Ruby was old enough to go to kindergarten, after racial segregation in school was outlawed, and we were still forced to attend an all-black school. It was a long walk from home, but she enjoyed school so much she didn't mind. Although the law had changed attitudes towards separating, okay, racism, grown-up disease. So I think there's a soundbite to this because I'm reading from the video, but I think the sound. Oh, the soundbite is just music. Let's see. Okay, that's just music. Okay. It says on November 14, 1960, he attended the world known by fact. So let's see if I can go back. We go back to the beginning. It says, if she refused to school, she should be poisoned. So she was, when Ruby Bridges was at the all-white school, she refused to eat lunch because she thought it would be poisoned. Bridges grew up. She grew up on a farm. She was poor when her parents moved to New Orleans, dreaming of a better life in the big city. When Ruby was old enough to go to kindergarten, years after racial segregation in schools was outlawed, young people were still forced to attend an all-black school. It was a long walk from her home, but she enjoyed school so she didn't mind. The law had changed and attitudes towards separating black kids from white kids hadn't. Racism is a growing disease, and we must stop using children to sit. One day we'll pass a test. The man was going to determine whether he was ready to send William France entry. All-white school near her home. One of six children that passed. Her dad didn't want her going to white school caring for safety. But her mother convinced him it was a great opportunity. On November 14, 1960, we attended our first school. escorted by her mom and field marshals. She wore a pretty dress, ribbons in her hair. Ruby was the first black child to attend an all-white school in American South. She saw large crowds of people gathered. They were shouting to serve, refused to accept integration. Ruby was young to understand what was going on. She thought they were celebrating my loss. She realized they weren't celebrating, they were angry. She had no idea who the men escorting her were or why she needed them, but she kept her head up high as she walked past them. Mrs. Henry, a white woman from Boston, was the only who agreed. Teacher. She spent the entire day for the rest of the year alone. Timmy asked her why she wanted to talk to about white people responded. I wasn't talking to them. I was praying for them. She didn't have any friends yet and wasn't allowed to go anywhere alone. But she quit. Ruby returned for the second grade, but the angry crowd didn't. She finished elementary school and then entered high school. Today, they're proud for and tireless in racism. Ruby's courage and forgiveness paved the way for the civil rights movement. Continues to inspire future generations to make a lasting impact. Don't follow the path, get your own path and begin the trail. Be brave. If it wasn't for Ruby Bridges, we wouldn't have integration in schools now. If it wasn't for Ruby Bridges. Yep. So, yeah, that's some body facts. A lot. Some of y'all may know. Cam Newton got into a fight. So this past Saturday, I think it was Saturday, he was playing a 7-7 tournament, a football tournament for youth. And these men from a team, the coach on the other team, wound up on jump cam. And what's crazy, when the video came up, and the coaches had the nerve on a podcast of their story and said, weeks before game, they were trashed back and that all started from trash. They said, just said that touched his brother, what set it off in the fight. Cam's team, they couldn't accept the trash talking. So Cam, you know, TGIF earlier, and they were talking about it, and Al was like, Cam, you need to do better because, you know, you are the celebrity here and stuff like that. We don't know. We haven't heard Cam's side. Cam hasn't come up and spoke about what happened to him. I'm that type of person that, yes, I listen to what people say. But in some instances, I can't take it for face value. these coaches said, asking for phase three. The reason why is because these coaches are trying to make that, like Cam started in sports, always trash talk. So you tell me that triggered you to Cam from y'all trash talking. They feel when Cam's team won, that Cam was like taunting. Still enough. You shouldn't have did that. Apologize to the parents and the kids for behavior. But the one person you should apologize to was Cam, and they didn't. Yep, to be honest, was Cam, and they didn't. The whole time he was in this fight, right? His hat never, excuse me, y'all. The whole time he was in this fight, his hat never came off. Now people are making memes. Just so on it. If I send you this, just that you know I didn't need any help, meaning that you need help. Yep. I appreciate I'm going to end early tonight. Appreciate you rocking. I'll keep rocking with you. I'll see you at the show, which is in the experience. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're going to get nothing but the best in the music. But I'm flowing with the music. It's going to be a great, this is going to be great. All my enemies out there who want the music played right here on this screen, I'll just send you up at 201-399-2014. Or at roadtoscreen2010@gmail.com is roadtoscreen2010@gmail.com. Next promotion shows on March 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something local, call it to 845-277-9356. If you missed any show given by Road to Stardom Radio, all you gotta do is box over here that was guys Road to Stardom. Or just Road to Stardom Radio, any of the platforms we are on. That's right. And if you want to help keep the station going and support it, you can do go on the cat for $ Stardom, put paypal.me/roadstardom to help out the foundation. You can do so. You can put in cash $ Foundation and paypal.me/blakoke forever. The amount is too big or too small is much appreciated. You can also help going to the online store. That's roadstardom.com. And blackoforever.com, that's BLKOE.com. And when you go to the site, you can pick any item, there's a discount code there. But you need to buy more than one, you're able to use the discount code. That's right. Appreciate you. Tomorrow's the last day. It's the last day of February. History Month. And before we go, know I mentioned the mini vocals of Older Stardom and the mini poems of Older Stardom. And I know I mentioned previous episodes, previous shows, right? And I haven't gotten anyone to participate. So, you still can do it. There's no time limit when you need to. When you have to submit your video, there's no time limit on that. If you follow us through Roger Stardom through social media, TikTok is Roger Stardom the right way. On Instagram, the TWO. So you're going to Road TWO Stardom. And if you follow the pages, you will see the post. And read what the post says, follow what it says, if you participate. I'm thinking a show for comedians. I'm thinking of doing an on-air comedy show for comedians. So if you are a comedian, you are just starting out. For those who are just starting out, I want to give you a platform to show off your comedic talent. If you're a comedian, come on to show us your comedic talent. Hit me up, olderstardom2010@gmail.com, or any of the social media pages I mentioned. Or I mentioned Facebook. So when you go to Facebook, you go to the Older Stardom Facebook page or the Road to Stardom Radio Facebook page. And when you look it up, when you put in facebook.com/stardom, you're going to put TWO and not TWO. And then you're going to facebook.com/Road to Stardom Radio. The page will come up. You can hit it through there, through email. Let me know your up and coming mine coming on air. And doing a comedy set and getting feedback from the people so that you know if you're funny. You know, I want to give opportunities to those who are starting out, not comedians. And yeah, I want to give you an opportunity. Yep, I want to give you the opportunity. Okay, yeah. So, you know, just hit me up. And I'll tell you what you need to do. Even if you don't want to stop, I'll give you the opportunity. And this will bring your fan base. I should say, bring your fan base. So I'm going to start here. I'm going to say peace and love our future. Don't be sure to join me on the road to start. See ya at the next show. Bye-bye.